Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking test, how important is physical education in schools? As an IELTS instructor with over two decades of experience, I've encountered countless students grappling with the physical education in schools topic in the IELTS speaking test. This topic often arises and requires a nuanced understanding to score highly. Let's delve into why it's significant and how you can confidently articulate your thoughts. Why discuss physical education in an IELTS speaking test? The IELTS exam assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English, and this extends beyond just vocabulary and grammar. Examiners want to see you can formulate opinions, analyze situations, and justify your viewpoints. The topic of physical education offers fertile ground for this. Relevance to global issues. Physical inactivity is a growing concern worldwide, linked to health problems like obesity and heart disease. Discussing physical education allows you to demonstrate awareness of these issues. Exploration of educational values. The role of physical education in schools touches upon broader educational values, holistic development, social skills, and personal well-being. Scope for personal opinions. This topic allows you to draw upon personal experiences and express your views on the importance of sports, fitness, and health in education. Successfully navigating the physical education topic. Here's how to excel in this area. 1. Expand your vocabulary. Familiarize yourself with relevant terms. Benefits of exercise, cardiovascular health, endurance, flexibility, muscle strength, stress reduction. Educational aspects, teamwork, discipline, leadership skills, healthy competition, sportsmanship. Drawbacks, potential for injuries, pressure to excel, time constraints, unequal access to facilities. 2. Structure your response. Introduction. Briefly state your stance on the importance of physical education. Example, I strongly believe physical education is crucial in schools for numerous reasons. Body paragraphs. Develop 2 to 3 main points, backing them up with examples. Point 1. Health benefits. Regular exercise instills healthy habits early on, combating childhood obesity and promoting long-term well-being. Point 2. Life skills development. Team sports foster cooperation and communication, essential skills for success beyond the classroom. Conclusion. Summarize your points and offer a final thought. Example. In conclusion, physical education isn't just about physical fitness. It's an investment in a child's overall development and future. 3. Practice makes perfect. Engage in mock speaking tests with a study partner or tutor. Here are some practice questions. Some people believe physical education is as important as academic subjects. Do you agree or disagree? What are the benefits and drawbacks of competitive sports in schools? How can schools encourage students to lead more active lifestyles? Example IELTS speaking response. Examiner, some people argue that physical education should be compulsory in schools. What is your opinion? Candidate, I firmly believe that physical education should be mandatory. Firstly, it's vital for children's health. With rising childhood obesity rates, regular exercise is non-negotiable. Physical education classes provide a structured environment for kids to be active. Secondly, these classes teach valuable life skills. Through team sports, children learn cooperation, leadership, and how to handle both victory and defeat gracefully. While some may argue that physical education takes time away from academic subjects, I believe the benefits to students' well-being and personal development far outweigh any potential drawbacks. Final tips. Be authentic and speak from your own experiences. Don't be afraid to acknowledge both sides of the argument. Maintain a positive and engaging demeanor throughout the test. Remember, fluency and coherence are key. By preparing thoroughly and practicing regularly, you'll confidently conquer the physical education topic and excel in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.